Savoring Christmas Letters, Leslie A. Corvola, Fairbanks, Arkansas. We struggle to focus on and share celebrating Christ's birth with friends and family at Christmas. Initially, it seemed impossible to insulate myself from the cacophonous din about spending money and Santa Claus, but gradually I learned to just turn it all off, and I convinced at least some of my family to respect my view. Eventually, Christmas Eve was celebrated in our home as a birthday party for Jesus, complete with a birthday cake frosted with shredded coconut and decorated with a simple nativity. This year, our children, with children of their own, said they wanted to celebrate in their own homes, and my husband and I were faced with the prospects of being alone on this very special holiday. Alone on Christmas? Alone? This was to be the quiet Christmas I'd always said I wanted. The idea of how to spend the day took on new possibilities. After church, we'd just come home and ponder the meaning of Christmas. That did not appeal to my husband, who was feeling sad that there would be no children, no grandchildren, and not even the families or friends from our church congregation. There were, however, those notes and letters from loved ones across the miles. As they arrived in the mail, I put them aside unopened for my husband and I to open together on Christmas Day. What wonderful gifts to open with news from families and friends to whom I'd mailed our letter weeks earlier. As I addressed our message to them, I'd thought about how, in past years, sometimes I'd barely found the time to send them off. Now we had all the time in the world to quietly think about others, and we were not alone at all. Sometimes our memories fail us. My husband and I could share memories where one of us had forgotten. Who was that? Or from where did we know them? When is the last time we saw them? It took us all day to go through the cards and letters, because some inspired me to answer their notes immediately. It was a day full of friends and family and quiet celebration of life, and this special day of Christ's birth. In the weeks since Christmas, additional letters have arrived, and some people from whom we'd not heard, but to whom I wrote on Christmas Day because we were thinking of them, have telephoned. It seems it's the thought that counts. Christmas cards have become a tradition that busy people sometimes find more of a chore than a gift of sharing thoughts of the birthday celebration that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to come and live among us. Letters that only tell of our family's accomplishments and/or difficulties miss the opportunity to tell others of why Christmas means more to us than spending money and awaiting Santa Claus. One person said she so enjoyed our Christmas letter, I have long since given up the expense of Christmas cards, she wanted to keep it as an outline for how she would write her Christmas greetings in the future. I enclose a copy of the letter to share a little about our family. I felt honored, but even more importantly, I realize that it takes more than turning off the cacophonous din. Holiday greetings are a way to turn up the volume of Christian joy. Thanks for letting me share this thought with you. Sharing the Love of Christmas, Leslie A. Corvola. P.S. By the way, while in Anchorage, we did celebrate Santa's arrival on Nikolaus, the 6th of December, a German tradition. And on Christmas Eve, after the candlelight service of our church, we did have a birthday party for Jesus with our little ones living nearby in North Pole. From our Christmas letter. So, at this holiday season, it is my wish to share with you the reason for celebrating. I don't think I could face the challenges of life or death without the confidence that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him should not die but have eternal life. John 3:16. What a blessing to believe I am here for a purpose in this world, so full of injustices and wrongdoings. What a blessing to be able to trust in God, that in the end, all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. This gives me peace that is beyond human understanding. I am at peace with God through the grace of Christ, my Savior, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. It is our wish that you and your loved ones will also have that joy and peace in your life. If you enjoyed this article, you'll also enjoy these resources. What Shall We Tell the Folks From Whose Birthday, 1988 and 1989? And We Chose Something Different, Making a Change for the Better, From Whose Birthday, 2000. All available on the CD-ROM, Simply the Best, over 30 years of alternatives.